local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another warm start here on this Friday, 73 at our studios. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. First, the ride in. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the Lamberts Cafe Traffic Center. Still working older accidents now at McDonald Road near I-10. And again, Fletcher Hill Road off of Jack Tonley Road at Perdita, where cars in a ditch. Beyond that, we look great from the 1065 split. No problems. 90 Halls Mill Road from Tillman's Corner, Theodore. Also northbound 65 up towards Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2020 Tacoma double cab lease for $196 a month for 36 months. 4488 due at signing, model number 7146. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio Town Hall with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must take a stand.
Are you tired of an overreaching federal government? Please join me, Pete Rehm, 8 p.m. every Thursday night for the Restoring Common Sense Town Hall. Timely issues and a chance for your voice to be heard. That's Common Sense Town Hall every Thursday at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be around 80 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Right, 7:08 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with some rain in our mix and a weekend weather scale coming up at around 7:35. Also on the way this morning, we'll be talking to Jeff Poore. He's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. So will Mike from Sip and Chew. He is the Sip of Sip and Chew, to talk about an event they have coming up to help out servers right here in Mobile. So many of them at home. Nothing to do, no work for them, and how to help out. By the way, helping out our local restaurants today, it is national, I guess, or local takeout day. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out what local restaurants we're going to take out and get lunch from. I know we've got Midday Mobile coming up. We'll eat some lunch. I know Congressman Burns going to be in here in studio with us starting at noon, so we'll have to get extra order of takeout for the congressman.
Yeah, and if you're new to the restaurant delivery game, let me kind of school you on that.
Okay, are you going to raise our IQ here?
Yeah, because okay. I've been doing it for a while, and if you want to take one positive out of when this happened, you know, a lot of restaurants have been pivoting to delivery for a while now with some of these new apps that are out there. So first off, I recommend you go to the restaurant's website or Facebook page to see if they offer delivery directly through them.
Right.
But the apps you should check out, there's locally Dapper Deliveries. Mm-hmm. They have an app. Also, DoorDash, Waiter, Uber Eats, those are some of the companies that if you download the app, they've got, I know you've got a couple of those are national companies, but they actually do delivery from our local restaurants around here. And a lot of them are doing specials right now where you can, you know, get almost free delivery or free delivery through them. So for Mobile Takeout Day, Baldwin County Takeout Day, do that. And if you can't call the restaurant directly or order online through them, use one of these apps and get it delivered that way.
All right. Yeah, let's do that. And we're going to work up what we're going to get for lunch today. Mm-hmm. Right? It's nice. Starting at breakfast and starting to work on lunch. I like that. And you know what? Dalton's talking about those restaurants giving you a deal. On the flip side, Attorney General Steve Marshall is warning Alabamians of a law that is now in effect after Governor Ivey declared the state of emergency last week due to COVID-19. Under the state of emergency, Alabama's price gouging law has been activated. Those found breaking the law face a penalty of $1,000. It's one of our three big things, top news stories of the day. Plus, yesterday, the word came out, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey closed the beaches. That was the last day yesterday to enjoy Alabama beaches. Order of Governor Ivey, both public and private beaches will be closed at least through April 5th. and possibly longer. Order came at the request of coastal mayors and the Baldwin County Commission. More on that coming up in just a little bit. And Mobile, Mayor Stimson has established incident command team to combat COVID-19. Now with a case in Mobile County, you've got this command structure and also testing facilities going up at the grounds. So in West Mobile and in East Mobile, you've got Ladd People Stadium, right? So you got a tent. There's a drive-through testing facilities.
Right, and those aren't up yet, as I know it.
I think they're going to be today, though, aren't they?
Yeah, the mayor, yeah, he'll let us know, but as soon as we get those test kits and enough available for the drive. Well,
okay, that's the other issue, too, that on the test kits, we've been asking this, and we're going to ask Congressman Byrne when he's in here about it. You know, the mayor and director of Mobile County Public Department of Public Health, or Health Department, Bernard Eichold, have been seemingly at odds here on this. And one of the things you were reading in a story somewhere yesterday or this morning, that Eichold was saying that he had been ordering test kits and they had been diverted?
Yeah, I wish I could find it. I will find the report so I can properly source it. But I read that Dr. Eichold said he'd been ordering test kits and that the federal government had been either canceling those orders or diverting them to other parts of America.
Okay.
So I need to find that exact source.
That's that's one of the there's two parts of this. There's the part of the kit that tells you if it's positive for COVID-19. The sample taking is pretty easy. I don't want to dissuade anybody who needs it from doing it, but I have first had it described to me by Pastor Chris Bell when he was in, remember, he was in Palestine, and we talked to him, and they got like a long Q-tip, like a long Q-tip, and they go up there and get themselves a swab.
Yeah, I think they said it takes about 10 seconds. And the way I've been reading about these drive-through testing facilities in other parts of America, and some of them you set up appointment times. I'm not sure how that will work around here in our area. But once you get in line for the drive-through testing, you're supposed to keep your windows up completely, and you get up to whoever is administering the test, and they're usually wearing either full suits or, you know, they're taking their precautions. They've got the masks on, gloves, everything, and you hold your driver's license up to your window so they know, you know, who it is.
Yeah.
And they take the kit, they reach in. I think the swab goes pretty deep in your nose, and it's about 10 seconds, they said, and then that's about it. Obviously, the younger the kids in your family are, the more of a problem they're going to have with that swab going up their nose for 10 seconds. So if you are taking the kids to get tested, take some treats, take something to kind of keep them calm or reward them for going through with the test. And even some facilities, I'm not saying that they will have them here, but they have little treats for the kids, maybe a lollipop or something like that after that happens. But it's easy once you get up there, but there have also been long waits in line to get through these testing facilities. I hope that everyone's able to keep their cool when they're in line, and let's not go after each other during this time of crisis.
That's for sure. Y'all keep acting right. That's the good thing. You know, even though it's not a normal situation, like after a storm or something where you can physically go be with people to help them, but any way you can, and you can keep your civility, that is to be encouraged. Also, the rush is on to find medicines to safely treat the effects of coronavirus. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
Dr. Stephen Hahn, director of the Food and Drug Administration, mentioning an old drug that may have a new use to treat coronavirus.
Chloroquine, which is an anti-malarial drug. It's already approved for the treatment of malaria as well as an arthritis condition. That's a drug that the president has directed us to take a closer look at.
President Trump getting on board with the idea of medicines that have been through extensive testing.
Reviewing drugs that are approved abroad or drugs approved here for other uses.
And there are some drugs that might help treat COVID-19, which are close to being approved for other medical uses. The president reluctant to use the Defense Production Act to push industries into making needed equipment, his finger on the trigger but not pulling it yet.
Well, if we were desperately in need of something, and we frankly will know about that very shortly, we want to be ahead of, we don't want to do it as it happens, but before it happens, we're going to know a lot over the next two or three days.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi blasted the president in a Wednesday night statement for not being proactive, even as healthcare workers warn of pending shortages of basic supplies. being negotiated with Capitol Hill, stimulus to aid businesses suffering from the coronavirus crisis. And in some cases, that would mean big businesses like airlines and major hotel chains. At the White House, President Trump asked specifically if there would be a prohibition on companies taking aid from Uncle Sam and just buying back stocks, a frequent criticism of the business tax cuts from 2 years ago.
Well, we don't want that. In fact, some companies, as you know, did stock buybacks, and I was never happy with that. It's very hard to tell them not to, but I would tell them not to.
Democrats may demand some kind of assurances. Surgeon General Jerome Adams making a plea as hospitals get overwhelmed.
Blood donation is safe, and blood centers are taking extra precautions at this time, including spacing beds 6 feet apart.
In the afternoon, the president, vice president, and others went to FEMA headquarters for a video conference with the nation's governors, including John Bel Edwards of Louisiana.
I'm asking for help in terms of surging our medical capacity.
One by one, the governors laid out their worries as President Trump tried to reassure them.
But we still are going to need a big slug out of the strategic stockpile.
And so, Phil, try what you can, do the best you can to get what you can actually get. And we're also having a lot of things produced that, frankly, nobody's ever seen anything like this before.
The vice president announced much of the coordination with states is being turned over to FEMA. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list? Gulf Coast Tools and Foley. With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Centers for Disease Control reporting 10,442 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. 150 people have died, including 9 in Florida, where 432 cases have been confirmed. In Mississippi, there are 50 cases, including a South Mississippi man who died from the virus. In Alabama, the State Health Department has confirmed 78 cases, including one in Baldwin County, one in Mobile County. On Thursday, Mobile County reported its first case. Health officials say that patient is younger than 18. There is a movement today to support locally owned restaurants that have been forced to close their dining rooms during the coronavirus pandemic. Today is Mobile Takeout Day. Visit Mobile and Downtown Mobile Alliance are encouraging people to order takeout or curbside pickup. There are similar efforts happening in other local communities today as well. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton has tested positive for the coronavirus, making Payton the first person in the NFL world known to test positive for COVID-19. Payton said that he did not feel well this past Sunday. He took the test on Monday and received the results on Thursday afternoon. He posted on Twitter he's now resting at home, fatigued, but is part of the 20% of cases that have no fever and no cough. In the NBA, Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart and two Los Angeles Lakers players have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the number of known cases in the NBA up to 14. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have released running back Todd Gurley, along with linebacker Clay Matthews. Gurley won the 2017 NFL Offensive Player of the Year, and the Rams rewarded him by making him the highest-paid running back in NFL history before the 2018 season. The former Georgia Bulldog was sidelined for the final games of 2018 and then rushed for a career-low 857 yards in 2019. And it didn't take long. According to Jordan Schultz from ESPN, Gurley apparently signing with the Atlanta Falcons says it's a one-year deal for the 25-year-old running back. Overnight, former Alabama safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix reached a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that the deal is for 1 year worth $4 million. The Denver Broncos have released former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco. They put a failed physical designation on Flacco. He went 2-6 as the Broncos' starting quarterback last season before he was placed on injured reserve with a herniated disc in his neck. Flacco's release means that former Missouri quarterback Drew Locke is the official starter for Denver. In college basketball, AL.com reports that UAB has reached an agreement with former Ole Miss head coach Andy Kennedy to become the Blazers' new head coach. Kennedy actually played at UAB during his college playing career. He was also an assistant coach at UAB, an assistant coach here at the University of South Alabama and at Cincinnati before he became the head coach with the Bearcats. Kennedy was hired at Ole Miss in 2006, where he coached for 12 seasons. In baseball news, Boston Red Sox left-hand pitcher Chris Sale will undergo Tommy John surgery. Sale will be out until late 2021 or the start of the 2022 season. The 30-year-old is entering the first year of a five-year contract worth $145 million. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
And you told me last hour that has nothing to do with the underwear.
It is not the Tommy John underwear. He's having shoulder surgery, but might get an endorsement. I don't know.
Maybe you get it. Like, hey, I was wearing my Tommy Johns when I got a just idea. All right, 722. We'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Also, Dr. Bill has our weekend weather scale. And Nicolette Schleisman from WKRG is going to check in as well. We're talking about those facilities, testing facilities in Mobile. She's been on site, and we'll get more details coming up. Y'all stay close.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you trade digital currencies like Bitcoin, then you've probably been struggling with all sorts of tax headaches. The IRS is closely watching cryptocurrency investors and actively auditing people who may not have reported all of their transactions. So be diligent in noting all of your income on your tax returns. Taxpayers have to follow basic rules that the currency is considered property, so gains and losses have to be reported on a tax return. If you think you may not have reported all of your cryptocurrency holdings in previous years, consult a tax advisor about how to proceed. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877 by Dell or visit Dell.com/business deals.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be around 80 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, no new accidents in the roadways. Looking good from Airport, University, Dauphin, and Moffitt and 65. Again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90, Old Pass, Cagoula, and Theodore Dawes Road. No delays. The Bayway, the Causeway, it's a smooth ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls. Highway 59 and Foley got you covered for lunch today. Open at 10:30 with limited seating. Of course, you get all the free famous pass rounds to fried okra, macaroni, and tomatoes, and all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. Lambert's Cafe in Foley. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Right, 727, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and it's a Friday, Larry.
It is a Friday, a pretty Friday so far.
It is, and I'm saddened and disappointed because I was waiting for the weekend to come check out that bunch of big trucks you had in, and you already had three of them gone.
We sold three of them yesterday. Most of the customers we have coming in right now are need buyers. I mean, we sold five vehicles yesterday. Like I said, three of them were diesel trucks, all for commercial use, so people are feeling the need, and we're doing everything we have at our disposal to keep everybody safe. Main tool we use is common sense.
Yeah, it's a good one, and the main tool you use to get us the next vehicle is selection. And y'all got it. I know we talk trucks a bunch, but cars, SUVs, you got them.
Yes, we do. We got sports cars, we got family cars, we got gas buyers, we got three-seaters, soccer mom vehicles. So we got a great selection. Like I say, we listen to our customers and see what they want. If we don't have it, we try to go find it.
Well, if for some reason somebody's not been to LCM before, tell them how to get there.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, 728, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our weekend weather scale on the way. Plus, we've been asking this question on the online opinion poll brought to you by 1-800-GOD-JUNK. On a scale of 1 to 5, how quarantined are you right now? Because, it just depends on situations out there. Because we're going to continue to work at this radio station. I'm fairly normal. You can't go into restaurants, but still you can get takeout, which today, encouraging everybody to get takeout out there. We're busy here in the news center trying to figure out what we're going to get for lunch, right? Takeout-wise,
that's the important thing in my mind right now.
I mean, we're also doing the other stuff, but there's some percentage of our time figuring out what takeout we should get. All right, coming right back, Dr. Bill's on the way. Plus, we'll check in with Nicolette Schleisman from one of the testing facilities. And that's coming up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The city of Mobile is setting up two drive-through testing sites as Mobile County confirms a child has been infected with COVID-19. Mobile County, the second largest county in the state, is still waiting for testing kits and appropriate protective gear to begin testing. Ladd People Stadium and the grounds in West Mobile are the two locations where testing will take place when those supplies arrive. The child diagnosed with coronavirus in Mobile is one of 78
8 confirmed cases in the state. Officials at Eglin Air Force Base confirm someone on the base has tested positive for COVID-19. The confirmed case is one of 432 in Florida, 9 in Northwest Florida. Orange Beach city leaders will declare a public health emergency today. The city council will hold a meeting at 11:30 this morning. On Thursday, Governor Kay Ivey ordered all public and private beaches in the state to close. There is one confirmed case of COVID-19 in Baldwin County, according to the state health department. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up. Shop and save on any Liberty gun safe purchase until April 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty gun safe equal to your sales tax rate. Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangani Boulevard in D'Iberville.
The U.S. State Department has warned Americans to avoid all international travel and told citizens abroad to return now or face an indefinite absence. Dr. Anthony Fauci is on the White House Coronavirus Task Force and gives a dim view of a coronavirus anti-drug.
Fauci is trying to tamp down expectations that drugs currently approved for other illnesses will be the end of coronavirus.
There's no magic drug out there right now.
The FDA is moving ahead with permissions for testing a variety of drugs already approved here or in other countries or close to being approved for other diseases. Bob Costantini, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's nearly 40 million residents to stay at home. The order, the first of its kind to address an entire state, will last until further notice. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 2.25%. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Futures pointing to sharp gains this morning after stocks posted gains yesterday. The Dow Industrials added 188. The Nasdaq rose a sharp 160. The FBI says there's been a significant spike in coronavirus scams across the nation, with criminals zeroing in on three states with high rates of infections, Washington, California, and New York. The FBI says virtually all of the attacks targeting victims are from criminals who reside outside U.S. borders. The spike encompasses activity like scams in which criminals try to hijack government relief checks, sell fake vaccines and test kits, or pose as charities claiming to help victims. Struggling meal kit company Blue Apron is getting a boost as more people stay home to dodge the virus. With restaurants closed for dine-in service and grocery store shelves depleted of certain staples, the company's stock soared nearly 200% so far this week as the rest of the market was sliding. Crude oil trading at $26.75 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha, live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studio Saturday mornings at 8. Brought to you in part by Kramer's Seafood, Blue Water Lumber, and C&C Financial Services and Auto Sales.
Hi, this is Coach Rick Cleveland. Join me, Mark Laster, and Corey LeBounty on Prep Sports Report 52 weeks a year as we discuss topics of interest, including interviews with players, coaches, and administrators.
It's the Prep Sports Report Saturday mornings at 8 on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
73 this morning. That's 2 days in a row in the 70s for overnight lows. This is getting to feel like summertime.
Yeah, those are almost typical summer readings when it stays in the 70s overnight. And today we got another warm day. Looks like temperatures up around 80, possibly 82 degrees, which is what we reached yesterday afternoon. Now, there is a slight chance we could see a shower, and the skies today will vary from partly cloudy at times to mostly cloudy at times. So that's sort of the situation. There's quite a few clouds around. So again, just a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Now, tonight, a little different story because we do have a cold front that's working its way into Mississippi at this time, and we'll get into Alabama tonight and tomorrow morning. And that'll produce a few showers. So tonight, scattered showers, low of about 65. And then tomorrow, we'll see again a variation between partly cloudy and mostly cloudy with some scattered showers. And the high tomorrow will be in the mid-70s, so a little bit cooler, but not that much. It's kind of a weak front. That front is going to move to the coast and then stall on Sunday and Monday. And then midweek, it moves back up as a warm front, and we see some rather warm temperatures in the middle of next week. And so for this weekend, look for scattered showers on Saturday, and then Sunday, again, some scattered showers with the temperatures in the upper 70s. And then Monday, scattered showers again, a high in the upper 70s. And as I just indicated, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, we get plenty of sunshine. And we're going to see temperatures in the low to mid-80s.
Wow. Well, you know, this is it's not unprecedented, but we have had some marches that have been pretty cold. This has not been one of them.
Yeah, you know, this is the front that's going through tonight is the leading edge of a pretty cold air mass that's going to stay up north in the Great Lakes, the Midwest, and move to the East Coast. And just the leading edge of it is going to get down into our area. They will feel some chilly temperatures tonight up in the northern counties of Alabama and Mississippi, where some readings in the upper 40s will occur. But down here along the coast, we're not going to see much of a change.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, you got copies in Mobile and Baldwin County for us to get.
Yeah, and have all the tide tables and the hurricane information for this coming season, which we will be talking about over the next couple of months. But you'll find copies at Hancock Whitney Banks and Mobile, and also the Eastern Shore. And if you're here in Mobile, West Marine, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And over in the Eastern Shore, are copies at Old Time Garden Supply. And over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, with this first weekend of spring getting ready to do its thing, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we've got showers in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday, and that would indicate that the scale is going to take a hit here, but temperatures are going to be close to normal, and we actually need the rain. So I'm going to go with a 1.7210.
Well, it's way higher than I thought you'd give it. Okay. All right, so some redeeming.
We need the rainfall, so that's really not that much of a deduction.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist with your forecast and your weekend weather scale, exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. We'll get traffic with Kane coming up next.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
Morning for the Hooters Traffic Center. We've had a good start so far this morning coming across the Bayway and the Causeway. Accident-free conditions and no delays from Broad Street, Government, downtown, also from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. It's been a good start on the way in. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges and with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to silvercreekrange.com and hit the info request button for all the details you need to join Silver Creek Shooting Range. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. A big thanks to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for being positive about this weekend. I like that. All right, something we've been talking about the last couple of hours, and that is with the situation in Mobile County now, having facilities for testing here. One at Ladd Peebles was reported, and one at the grounds. Nicolette Schleichman from News 5 joins us now. You were physically there this morning, right? You went to the grounds.
Yeah, so I went to the grounds this morning, and it's important to note that they're not actually testing yet. These facilities are set up as a proactive measure by the city for when those test kits come in and when those protective gears come in so that they're ready to do those testing.
All right, do you know a timeline on the kits and on the protective gear?
So the only thing that we've heard from the mayor's office is that they expect them within the coming days. When that means, it's not exactly clear, but I don't think they know either. It's just kind of a waiting game for right now.
What is for the one at the grounds that you were at? What's the facility consist of? What does it look like? Describe it to folks.
So it's set back towards the actual grounds themselves. It's further into the parking lot there. And there's a small white tent, and all it is that once these are up and running, all you have to do is drive up to the tent, and you'll be swabbed, and you won't even have to get out of your car.
Okay, so it's a drive-through. They do the swab, and then I guess you pull on off, and then you just wait do they tell you whether you get something in the mail, or they call you and let you know
that
your status?
That part I'm not entirely sure about yet. I don't know exactly how are they going to determine if you're positive or negative or not. I'm assuming they're going to get your phone number or records or somehow and contact you at a later time, because I don't think they can actually find out if you're positive or negative right there.
Nicolette, I know we're all learning as we go here, not just here, but across the United States, so you might not have an answer for this, but do you know whether, I've seen in other places, they schedule an appointment, even at these drive-through testing centers, through their healthcare provider, and then show up at a certain time and show their license through the window before they get swabbed. Have you heard anything surrounding how you get lined up for the test?
You know, we haven't heard that just yet. We're still trying to determine this. I mean, like you said, everybody is kind of learning as we go. But I can anticipate that might happen if there's just an overwhelming amount of people coming. And I can't imagine how they wouldn't try to screen you somehow before sending you off to these testing sites. I can't imagine that you can just drive up and say, hey, I'm experiencing symptoms that might be it. I have a feeling you have to go through those screening sites before you can go on to there. But again, we haven't heard exactly what will entail once we get these test kits in and how this whole thing will happen. I'm sure we'll find out soon, but like you said, it's a learn as we go type of situation.
Yeah, I was watching your reports, and I guess part of the discussion was people that live nearby, and I don't know if it's both facilities or just one or the other, that there's been some neighbors. Are they complaining? Are they just questioning? What's going on?
I know at Ladd Peebles, they were questioning and concerned just about their elderly neighbors that live around the area. I don't know exactly if those are things that they should worry about, because I have a feeling that, you know, the people that are getting tested won't be near the neighbors unless, you know, they're outside at the testing facility. But it is something that, I mean, it's valid for people to be concerned about, because this is just something we just don't know enough about yet. And I know everybody is worried and concerned right now.
You're just trying to figure it out. We appreciate you bringing some of the information to us this morning. Nicolette, we'll check back soon.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Nicolette Schleichman from News 5. Check it in. 7:44, we'll grab news and sports coming up next.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Centers for Disease Control reporting 10,442 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. 150 people have died, including 9 in Florida, where 432 cases have been confirmed. In Mississippi, there are 50 cases, including a South Mississippi man who died from the virus. In Alabama, the State Health Department has confirmed 78 cases, including one in Baldwin County, one in Mobile County. On Thursday, Mobile County reported its first case. Health officials say that patient is younger than 18. There is a movement today to support locally owned restaurants that have been forced to close their dining rooms during the coronavirus pandemic. Today is Mobile Takeout Day. Visit Mobile and Downtown Mobile Alliance are encouraging people to order takeout or curbside pickup. There are similar efforts happening in other local communities today as well. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Good morning, 746 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton has tested positive for the coronavirus. That makes him the first person in the NFL world known to test positive for COVID-19. Payton said that he did not feel well this past Sunday. He took the test on Monday and received his results yesterday afternoon. Payton posted on Twitter he's now resting at home, fatigued, but as part of the 20% of the cases that have no fever and no cough. He's self-quarantining at home through this weekend, but is upbeat and optimistic about a full recovery. In the NBA, Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart, along with two Los Angeles Lakers players, have now tested positive for COVID-19. Both teams released statements yesterday announcing the positive tests, although they did not identify the players by name. Smart posted a tweet later yesterday confirming that he had tested positive. That brings the number of known cases in the NBA now up to 14. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have released running back Todd Gurley and linebacker Clay Matthews. It's been a fall for Gurley. He won the 2017 NFL Offensive Player of the Year, and the Rams rewarded him by making Gurley the highest-paid running back in NFL history prior to the 2018 season. The former Georgia Bulldog was sidelined for the final two games of 2018 because of a knee injury. He then rushed for a career-low 857 yards in 2019, but he wasn't on the market long. According to Jordan Schultz from ESPN, Gurley's heading back home to sign with the Atlanta Falcons. His sources say it's a one-year deal for the 25-year-old running back. The Denver Broncos have released former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco with a failed physical designation. Flacco went 2-6 as the Broncos' starting quarterback last season before he was placed on injured reserve with a herniated disc in his neck. Flacco's release means that former Missouri quarterback Drew Lock is now the official starter for Denver. Overnight, former Alabama safety HaHa Clinton Dix reached a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that the deal is for 1 year and worth $4 million. In college basketball, AL.com reports that UAB has reached an agreement with former Ole Miss head coach Andy Kennedy to become the next head coach for the Blazers. Kennedy actually played at UAB during his college playing career. He was also an assistant coach there, an assistant coach here at the University of South Alabama and at Cincinnati before he became the head coach with the Bearcats. Kennedy was hired at Ole Miss in 2006, where he coached until 2018. In baseball news, Boston Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale will undergo Tommy John surgery. Sale will be out now until late 2021 or the start of the 2022 season. The 30-year-old is entering the first year of a 5-year contract worth $145 million. 749 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Unfortunately, Butch Cassidy's one of our local restaurants affected by COVID-19. They don't have anybody that's tested positive there, but they are closed for now for precautions. Roy and his team say they'll be back, and Roy wanted me to pass along his thanks to the community and wants everyone to stay safe. 749, that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We are finding lighter than usual traffic on the roadways. No surprise for the 1065 split heading northbound off of Dolphin. Spring Hill to Moffitt, no delays. Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland looking good from downtown all the way to Loxley and I-10. Just watch for the state troopers. Lotus, CBD, and Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley on South McKenzie Street across from the golf course can help. If you're experiencing extra anxiety and depression right now, you may get relief with Lotus CBD products. Find them online and on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be around 80 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For your upland and wetland mulching, call Mako Forestry, cutting the Gulf South since 1998 with their large array of specialized equipment and expertise, making your property more usable, viable, and more valuable. From the largest acreage to the smallest residential lot, Mako will complete your project on time and on budget. Call for a free estimate, 251-747-1802. See all their projects and services on Facebook at Mako Forestry or visit Mako Forestry. Forestry.com. Clearing and land improvement needs. Remember Mako Forestry.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
All right, 752, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. If you're like most of us, you carry a credit card balance, and those balances come with high interest rates. If you got that situation, you need the folks at Lightstream because they can help you out. It's easy to lower your interest rate and save with a Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. Get rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Listen to this note from their website. It said, I needed to get a debt consolidation loan. I heard about this service on the radio. Ding, ding. Checked it out and decided to go with it. Couldn't be happier. It was easy to apply. Got the money right away, and the payment options were great. See what these folks are talking about when you check out their website and get a special interest rate discount for doing so when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, it is a Friday, and we find out what's cooking, and we do that with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. And Alec, got a lot to talk about today. We'll talk about the recipe, but also want to talk about curbside service. You know, we're doing this big takeout day today, and hopefully people can stop by and get some of those y'all make and we bake recipes.
I like the way you bring that about, buddy.
It's what I'm here for. I'm here for all of us local folks and local businesses to remind folks that how this is all done. And I want to get to our item here, our recipe. But first, seriously, people have not done this before. How what's the process like if I want to pick up some food from y'all to have at the house? How do I do it?
Well, in our case, we want you to plan in advance, and you can plan for multiple days at a time because we can provide the curbside service with the family meal package, hot and ready to eat, if you're planning in advance, or we can package up things where you can have several days worth. Like we have the egg casseroles, we have the French toast casserole. You want to plan breakfast for tomorrow. For example, you let me know today, I can have you pick it up this afternoon, this kind of stuff. Now, if you want a hot and ready-to-go meal package, we're feeding the family. We had family meal packages in the $30-something range, so you got all kind of options. You basically just give us a call. We got staff entering. We broke up into teams so that we always have people around the clock available for phone entry and curbside service in the kitchen rotation so that we're not wearing anybody out. We just kind of broke up into teams, okay. Which is a good thing. So, you know, we're online. You certainly call us, and we'll help you walk you through the process of planning maybe 1, 2, or 3 days worth of meal packages. But
that's good.
Yeah, you know, I got the Cajun Shrimp Creole this week is my menu suggestion.
Okay, and, lay it on me.
There's a lot of moving parts to this Cajun Shrimp Creole. Okay,
so all right.
Basically, I'm going to tell you the ingredients as I tell you the process. I usually get me out a nice big skillet, you know, saucepan. I melt me some butter. I put just a little bit of oil in so my butter don't burn. And then I start sauteing down some chopped up onions, and then I throw in some celery and some bell peppers, all chopped up really fine. And I let those kind of saute down pretty good. I add me a nice little helping of Creole seasoning on top of those vegetables until they completely melt down or sweat down or wilt down, whatever you want to call it. Then I come back about that point. I add a little tomato paste, and I stir it in pretty good. And I let it kind of mix so it starts browning a little bit, you know. And then I throw in some fresh tomatoes and a pinch of some salt, you know, kosher salt or whatever at that point. I let those tomatoes break down. They make a little bit of water. Then I come back after those tomatoes break down, and I begin to add my white wine, and I turn the heat up a little bit, and I let that alcohol burn off that wine till it reduces down. Then I make me some shrimp stock. And what I do, I peel my shrimp, save the head, save the shell. I boil it down with a little seasoning and some onions and some celery coals, you know, all the little coals from where I chopped up the onions and bell peppers and celery and everything. And I make a little shrimp stock using the heads and the shells to make my stock. And so I pour this stock into it at this point. And then I let it just simmer down. And I come back and I add, you know, some Creole seasoning, my garlic, my bay leaves, some black pepper, white pepper, cayenne pepper. It's got a lot of pepper in it, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Throw a little thyme in there. And I let it boil and just reduce down for about 30 or 40 minutes. Then at the last minute, I toss in my shrimp. I let my shrimp cook, and I add some hot sauce, some Worcestershire, and I keep seasoning until I like the taste of it. And I boil me some rice on the side. Next thing you know, I'm eating Cajun Shrimp Creole over some white rice. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I like what you're saying. All right, remind folks once again, we got about 20 seconds here, but remind them if they want to get that curbside service, get those meals set up, how do they get in touch?
All right, well, yeah, 473-3900. Call us, let us talk you through the things. We'll find out what you like to eat. We're making lasagnas. We're making stuff that's kid-friendly, but we're also making nice adult food, too. I mean, I cut you some filet mignons, make you some beef Wellington. So, you know, if you want to eat nice, and you don't have to worry about the kids, you know, but we got macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes. I mean, we just got it all. And we can just walk you through the things you like to eat, because we're more diverse than most restaurants, because we're a caterer. We can cook a variety of different things. It doesn't have to be. But anyhow, God bless everybody. This is a tough time. And everybody, you know, I can't thank the people that kind of stuff. God bless everybody. So
thanks, Alec.
We're with you.